Steve, what did you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. I think it's really good. It nearly made my top two for my picks this week. It does sound a lot like MIA, but that's not a bad thing. If you're going to crib from someone, then it's a good one to crib from.
Yeah.
And she does it well. And I think, I like the tribal drums as well. It's very, very good.
Mark, what did you make of that?
I agree with everyone else, although the production is a little bit hollow. It's not the finished article by a long way, but if we can't play MIA, then we need to find people that sound like that and cribbing from it. It's infectious, and I don't even need to listen to our vocal contributions to it because the drum patterns are there. Go big.
Cool. So we've got some reaction on Twitter for this. Jim says, "Oh yes, Georgia could well be my favourite track of the year so far. Hashtag amazing playlist." Charlie Ashcroft off of Audition has been in touch. He said, "Great record, like MIA fronting Late of the Pier." Hi, Greg.
Oh, hi there.
Would be a bold but worthy playlist choice. Post-war glamour girls have been on. They are currently residing on the playlist. Good band. Faith thing on the playlist was that. So it's all going down well for Georgia. Alex, do you agree?
Yeah, completely. I'm with everyone else. The drums really stood out for me and I thought it was a great track.
Really, really strong. Greg, what did you make of it?
Can I just say hi to the post-war glamour girls, please? Because last time I spoke to one of them was outside the Brudenell, 2013 Constellations Festival. We just seen Heim, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good day, that was.
Oh, lads, that was a good day. Yeah, we should do it again sometime. I really like that, although I have to be honest, I preferred B-Ache, which I believe was a record of the week of mine back in 2014. It was all right. I didn't love it, though, as much as everybody else did, but maybe I need to give it a few more listens. I have to confess that was the first time I'd heard it.
Chris, can you add a voice of dissent to Georgia?
Well, I think the best way to sum it up for me is when I'm working away in the studios and I've got work to do and I need to find some music to listen to in the background, I normally sort of dip into something weird and play it really, really loud, and that's exactly what I want to do with that track.
Cool, thank you. Well, it's gone down resoundingly well, not only in here, but also online as well. Not a bad word said about it, which can't be said for most of the tracks we've played today, but a resoundingly positive response all round. For me, it's such a great fit that she signed to Domino, and you know, we need more people making difficult to listen to music and being backed by labels such as that, and I think Georgia is that person. It comes out on the 25th of May, so we're looking at kind of 6-7 weeks down the line, so I don't think we're going to add it to the playlist this week, but certainly in the next couple of weeks it'll be added. So thanks very much for that. Don't forget, you can tweet us and let us know your opinions, as all those people did on Georgia. We are at Amazing Radio on Twitter. The next track, Mark.
I would like The Lies You Tell Yourself by Non-Believer.
Okay, what's interesting about this is lots of tracks that we've played have been picked up on by presenters and producers and played on air, and this is one of the ones that's really brand new to AmazingTunes.com, picked up some heat on there, and this is its first play on the radio, so it'll be really interesting to hear how it sounds.
Like I
by Non-Believer on Amazing Radio. You're listening to the last gasps of our playlist meeting live. We've still got a couple more tunes to discuss, though. Thanks ever so much for all your feedback on Twitter. We're at Amazing Radio over there, so do get in touch and let us know what you thought of that. Non-Believer, the lies you tell yourself. I'll tell you a bit about him. He's from Manchester, and that's taken from his equally jollily titled I Am Cold, I Am Dead EP, which is out now for you to stream in full over at amazingtunes.com. Mark, tell me why you like that.
Obviously, to many people out there, it's going to sound like Tom York singing on a trip-hop track. And it is, and it's not his fault that he sounds like the best man that's ever made music throughout history. So congratulations on his voice. But it is dark and brooding. It's accessible. Yeah, it might be a little bit long, but I love it. And it is actually quite distinctive. It's not easy enough to just say it sounds like trip hop. The percussion in there, the kind of wood percussion, I think is amazing. And from the first time I heard it, it's just an absolute piece of quality. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. Alex, what did you make of that?
I think it's absolutely stunning. I think it's possibly my favourite track of the playlist meeting. Totally getting the Tom York vibes from it, and it's great. I'd like to hear it again.
Cool. Greg, now obviously you present a show that goes out kind of prime time, as we would say. How would you think Non-Believer would fit in on your programme?
Well, you know me, I try to be constructive where possible. I'm just not sure whether there'd be... I can't see it. I'm sorry. It reminds me of a time of day where you really should be asleep, but unfortunately you're awake and it's the early hours of Sunday morning. I'm talking like 5, and you desperately just like to go to bed, but someone's just bending your ear and just putting on some strange music. Oh, no, I listen to this, Greg. Go, leave me alone, Mark. I just want to go home. But it sounds like Tom York. I get it, and I can see why it's good. And I would listen to this myself as well, maybe in the depths of winter, not now when the daffodils are poking their heads out the ground. But yeah, is this? It's nearly 5 minutes long. Is it a record that we can play in the middle of the day? I'm not sure it is.
If this hasn't given you an insight into how playlist meetings work, it's at least given you an insight into how Greg Porter works, I think, there. So there's another 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning story there. Chris, what did you make of that?
In answer to Greg's question, yes, it is a track we can play on the radio. I didn't personally know that bands were still making trip-hop music post-1992. However, I am really happy to discover artists like that. Radiohead are my favourite band in the world, and there's obvious connections there to Tom York. And to take it away from just them for a bit, I think that some of the percussion on that track really reminds me of Massive Attack's Mezzanine album. So